The University of Maryland, Baltimore County is about a 20-minute walk away from the heart of Arbutus. But when you think about Arbutus, the phrase college town is probably not one that comes to mind. A business is opening this morning in the southern Baltimore County community that is hoping to help change that. WYPR's John Lee reports.
You know the college town vibe, sidewalks crowded with students, eating, drinking, shopping. That is not what's happening in Arbutus. Not that the businesses don't see students from time to time. Jeffrey Detzer is a barber at John's Barbershop.
Off and on, we get visitors from the campus periodically. It seems they come in, you know, week to week, and they come in, you know, small amounts.
Camille Rohde is a junior at UMBC. She was passing the time in the commons on campus.
Does Arbutus strike you as a college town?
No, not really, no. But I personally don't go to Arbutus much just because I don't have a car, so I'm not able to go.
So when you walk along East Drive, which is the main drag in Arbutus, there's not much here to tell you that UMBC is close by. There is one sign painted outside which wants to remind you that UMBC knocked off Virginia last year in the men's basketball tournament. But that's about it, and the businesses could really be pretty much anywhere. Laundromat, a food mart, a couple of pharmacies, a few places to eat, things like that.
And there used to be a hookah lounge on East Drive, but that building is now an outpost of sorts for UMBC.
And so this is our coffee shop here.
Michael Berardi is giving a tour of Okamoka. He's a student co-founder and manager. Berardi is a grad student at UMBC. He says the idea for Okamoka was cooked up in an entrepreneurship class a couple of years ago. University officials and the Greater Arbutus Business Association challenged the class to come up with a way to bridge the gap between the campus and the nearby community. Their first thought was to have a community affairs office in Arbutus.
Then we were thinking through it some more, and we were like, well, let's be more entrepreneurial about this. How are we going to fund that? You know, we don't want to just use taxpayers' dollars.
Hence the coffee shop. Berardi says UMBC paid for the renovations to the building, which added up to more than $200,000. OCA is an acronym for Opportunities for Community Alliances. And Mocha, well, that's coffee. They'll be slinging coffee in the front of the building. Further back, there'll be an art gallery and a community engagement center where people from UMBC and Arbutus can get together and work together. Next door to Okamoka is Chesapeake Bank. Kim Walt is the bank's branch manager and also serves on the board of the Greater Arbutus Business Association. She says the bank spent $20,000 to fix up its parking lot so Okamoka could use it, both for parking and to put tables and chairs outside.
But we're hoping to get students come down and check us out and check out the businesses in the community, too.
On the other side of Okamoka is the haircutting zone. Owner Jeff Skipper thinks it will be good for business, but he says parking's already tight. So rather than being a college town,
it might be the beginning of turning Arbutus into a nowhere-to-park town.
The UMBC campus is a mile or so away from Arbutus. But Joe Regeer, the executive director of UMBC Transit and Community Connections, says starting this morning, a shuttle will run every 15 to 30 minutes from the campus to college town to be, maybe, Arbutus. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WIPR.